the true and living God. And so here is Abraham, instead of obeying God, he was still under the influence. And God was waiting for Abraham. That is how faith in Abraham began. He is the father of faith. But he didn't begin that way. He didn't begin with super faith. When you look at somebody who has faith, you could be here right now tonight and you're wanting to have faith for perfect health, perfect healing. Faith groweth. Faith can grow as we begin to consider God's word. And here, Abraham, as he looked at God and he heard this call of God, as in Acts 7, he didn't obey. And God couldn't do anything in his life. In chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, God repeated the second call, a repetition. And this time, Abraham obeyed partially. Because he did one mistake in verse 4. He brought Lot with him. And if you know God enough, if you don't obey God 100%, if you obey God 10%, He can only work 10%. You obey God 50%, He can only work 50%. But that 50% remaining, or that 90% remaining, or that 30% remaining, is going to cause you problems. It doesn't pay to hold back from God. When he compromised a little bit and brought Lot, who was a carnal guy, in chapter 13, he had problems with Lot. They could not dwell together. That was when God repeated something again here. In chapter 13, Abraham told Lot, he was a very gracious man. He says in verse 8, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, between my herdsmen and your herdsmen. If you take to the right, I will take to the left. You take to the left, I'll take to the right." And Lot chose a place near Sodom and Gomorrah. And he dwelt there. Now notice in verse 14. Look at chapter 13, verse 14. "And the Lord said to Abraham," after Lot had separated from him, after Lot had separated from him. Do you know that all the time God was waiting for that? So the first three revelations that he had in the encounter of God was actually first revelation. The first revelation of God. It was all partial, not completed until Lot had left him. Then God gave him a new revelation. A fresh revelation. Then the second full revelation God gave him was in chapter 15, verse 1. "After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward." What are after these things? After he had met Melchizedek and gave his tithes to him. You notice that the tithe is a part and an expression of a covenant relationship with God. Now you understand what a tithe is. See, God not just asking a tithe just because He needs it. It's an expression of a contract and a covenant and an agreement with God. When Abraham brought for his tithes, God came and made a covenant with him. You will notice later Jacob at Bethel. When he made a covenant with God, he promised his tithe. You see, tithing later was instituted as part of the Mosaic covenant too. But it belongs to the Abrahamic covenant. So when Abraham began to initiate the covenant relationship in a tithe, God began to reveal himself in a mighty way and cut a covenant with Abraham. So that was the second major revelation of God to Abraham. Abraham's walk is now closer and closer. He was not perfect yet, but he began to walk in a closer relationship with God than before. Like most of us, after that, he fell. After the high, spiritual high, he fell. Couldn't last long. In the next chapter, because God promised him a son, and he figured it out that if God wanted a son, then he could, you know, have a son. But Sarai was barren. And Sarai came up with a bright idea. Sarai said, how about through Hagar? And Abraham said, okay, no problem. Out came Ishmael, and they are known as the 12 silent years of Abraham. The man of faith backslided for 12 years. Never hear one more word from God, because God was angry. God was not pleased. 12 silent years. How do we know? Because it was only when Ishmael was 12 years old that God spoke to him again. So after 12 silent years, God appeared in chapter 17, verse 1, and Abraham by that time was nearly one century. You could call him a centurion. Any centurions here? And here, God, notice the first thing God says in verse 2. The covenant. Now, when God appeared this time, the third time, it was a reminder of his second appearing, the covenant. So God in his first appearing was just telling God, he is the God who separates, calls Abraham out. In his second appearance, he is the covenant God. And remember, my friends, unless we separate, you cannot move into the covenant. The first call God gave is, come out of sin. Come out of your, like the prodigal son, come out of that filthy sin and disobedience. When we have come out, then God says, let's sit on the table and write a covenant with one another. Because God will not make a covenant with us until we come out of sin and of disobedience. So that was still the second level of his. You see, Abraham's growth with God is by level. If you walk with God, there are different levels that God relate with you. He began to relate at a covenant level. And God remember, although Abraham was not fully faithful, God was faithful. And you know, I know what God was waiting for. You know why he waited 12 years? Anybody want to guess? He waited until Abraham almost conked out. Lao lang. You see, Abraham, by the time he was 99 years old, was sterile. He was so old, he has gone through the man's menopause. Earlier on, 12 years ago, he was still capable. We know because Ishmael came about. See, God is very smart. Says, if you want to do it your way, I'll wait. Until Abraham, the whole reproductive system of Abraham conked out. God comes and says, I will now keep my covenant with you. By that time, Abraham looked at him. What? You mean you wait until now, Lord? God said, yes, exactly. So here is Abraham, when he hears he got a son coming, it's unbelievable. I mean, God, if you had told me that 12 years ago, God said, I did, but you didn't listen carefully. But God now, how? God said, miracle. Before they needed one miracle, now they need two. Because before Sarai was barren. Now Sarai barren, Abraham also barren. In Christianity, you don't say kill two birds with one stone. You say resurrect two birds with one stone. So now he has two guys to resurrect. So here, is these two fellows here, old fellows now, almost 100 years old, the other 90 years old. And God says, as a sign for that, of that covenant, still part of the covenant, I want you to have circumcision. And then God says, during the circumcision, and up, including all these things, change your name. Change your name to Father of Many Nations. Abraham starts thinking, I look like a clown. While he was still thinking, God says, besides that, change your wife's name to Mother of Many Nations. Lord, this one is confirmed clowns. There they were, in that condition. And God says, now is the time for you to have a baby. God says, wow. Abraham thinking, now is the time, O Lord. And indeed, God waited under such a time. And in one year, they got the child. And because they laughed so much, they called the child, ha-ha. That's what it means, laughter. Isaac. And just to tell you how powerfully God has resurrected Abraham. Abraham, after Sarah died, went on and lived for another 38 years. How do we know? In chapter 25, verse 1, after Sarah died, Abraham took another wife. Her name was Keturah. Twin sister of Kookaburra. So there we have Keturah. And it tells us here in verse 2. Now look at verse 2. This is no miracle now. Verse 2 is natural. And she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, that's the other brother, Joktan. Medan, Median, Ishbak, and Shua. Look at his production. I tell you, Abraham was completely healed. Resurrected. He was a young man. In chapter 25, verse 7, he lived to be 175 years. Sarah died about 127. If he had married sometime after that, that would mean about 38 years. That tells us that he married Keturah and he lived for another 38 years. Long, long life. Some of you are thinking about all these things, after that get into a prayer line. Now that's the life of Abraham and God's revelation to him. When you reach chapter 21, it was the second major person, Isaac. Now Isaac's life is more quiet. There are only two major events recorded. If you include the one about 100-fold, that's much later. But there are two major events of Isaac's life that you must remember. They talk about Jesus Christ. They point to Jesus. Just as Abraham pointed to the Father God. The first event is when God tested Abraham, and asked him to sacrifice Isaac. I remember I talked on that before. Now when God wanted to test Abraham's faith, there is chapter 21, when Isaac was born, the story now changed. There's a focus on Isaac. It's all about Isaac. the only begotten son of Abraham.